All right. Well, we always take this part of our service, and we usually have somebody who just stands up and just testifies to us of why they love the Lord, why they're here to worship, and help us to focus our attention on what God has done for us and enter His gates with thanksgiving. And let the rest of the time that we're singing be a time that we sing in appreciation to God. We're going to do it a little different today, because rather than having someone come up, we're going to all look at something that we can be thankful for. And that is that 20 years ago, Wednesday night dinners took a big change. And what happened was at that time, we had been doing a little bit of putting pizzas out before people came to make it easier to come. And Cindy and Lisa kind of got together and realized that this could be a lot more than what it is. And they had a vision of having some good food and turning this into a place that rather than just make it easier to get off of work and get here, make it a place that would invite some fellowship, be a place that you might be able to invite a friend who might not want to come to a service yet, but you can invite him to a good meal. And there's people sitting in here right now who became Christians because they got invited there. There are people who were never really connected to Christ but believed in God, who found a strong faith through the fellowship and connections that led to small groups, one-on-one disciple. The opportunity to come and be a part of knowing people and having partners who are seeking to honor God and to love God and to grow in God together has had a tremendous effect on who we are. And so we want to just stop and we want to celebrate. They came in with that idea, and we weren't sure exactly how to do it. I mean, I wasn't in charge of anything back then, but they said, okay, you guys feel this calling, you want to tackle this, we want to bring you on board to get it started. And so just stop and think about what that has meant to you, what it has meant to your ability to reach out to others, how it has turned us from a church of people who came on Sunday and didn't know each other to a family. It's been a tremendous, tremendous thing. And so we thank Cindy, and we thank Lisa. If you two guys would stand up, Aaron is gonna give you something just to say thanks from here. And so I forgot to mention, but all of you know, Cindy is sitting up here because it wasn't too long after they started this that Cindy moved to leading worship. That 20-year anniversary will be coming up in January, so we'll probably celebrate that again. But Lisa has been really spearheading that for 20 years. For 25. Okay, sorry. I guess I got the date wrong in there, but how many of you are surprised by that? Okay. I think it's 20 years. I think it's 20 years for music. I can't remember, but at any rate, it's something to really be thankful for. I know I am grateful for it, and we appreciate the way you guys have served our church, and bringing you guys on board to be in charge of that and to lead music later is one of the best decisions we ever made. So let's just pray. Father, we are so grateful that you put in the heart of your people a vision for how we can serve you. And it's a vision that goes way beyond sometimes what we could imagine would happen. But you work through relationships. You work through the heart of one person that you have changed and captured by your love, to transfer that into the heart and change the life of another. And we are grateful, Lord, for all the things you've done, but right now we're thankful for Wednesday night, and we're thankful for providing an opportunity for us to really become a family. and to live like your family. And so we thank you and we worship you because we're grateful. In Christ's name we pray, amen. There's something I forgot. I got so focused on how great Wednesday night has been for us that if you would go back to that second slide right after the one I had with Lisa and Cindy and put that one up there, none of that could have happened just with those two people starting this and Lisa carrying it on. And so we also want to thank ourselves, well, I guess it's ourselves, because really I thought about putting some names up there, but over the last 25 years, which I got wrong, I could not count or could not say how many people have actually at some time volunteered and served and give up the time that they had or the fellowship that they were having in order for our body to come together to bring new people in. And so I would like us just to give a round of applause and thank God for all the people who have served in that ministry. And we are certainly grateful for that. And we're grateful that God has given people the heart to do that, because it's what makes a family go.